and welcome to this week's Daily Info Oxcast, your weekly roundup of the best events in Oxford this week. To start off with, I've got pumpkins, still, pet owning, and packages, but not the kind you get in the post.
I'll be talking about fashion and fireworks.
And I've got some Stephen Birkhoff, Marcus Brigstocke, and documentaries.
To start us off, though, Oxford Fashion Week is on at the moment, and I'll just do a little bit of a run-through of all of the shows that they've got on. So tonight at Malmaison, there's going to be the lingerie show from 7:30. Tickets for that are £17, and it's black tie. At Varsity Club tomorrow night, there's going to be a High Street Collection runway show. That's from 7:30, and will feature Karen Millen, LK Bennett, Jigsaw, and Phase 8. So it's not just normal High Street stores, but it's actually stores from Oxford High Street, it sounds like, I think. Nice. On Friday, there's going to be an independent collections show at the Museum of Natural History from 6 o'clock in the Long Gallery overlooking the main hall of the museum. And after that, there's a separate ticketed event, the Couture Show, which is also going to be in the gallery upstairs. That's from 7:30. Finally, though, the big centrepiece event of Oxford Fashion Week, the Bird of Paradise runway show, will be taking place in the main hall of the Museum of Natural History on Saturday, starting at 7. I can just imagine them walking up one side of the big T-Rex and down the
dinosaur. Dinosaurs. Definitely really going to feature, isn't it?
So that one is a bit more expensive. That one's £45. Again, dress code is black tie. You can find more information on the Oxford Fashion Week website, and you can also buy tickets there as well. And this is the first time the Fashion Week's been staged twice in a year, backing up their spring-summer collection shows in March. So it's all going well for Oxford Fashion Week.
Double the fashion in Oxford.
On at the BT studio until Saturday, we've got Stephen Birkhoff play Darling, You're Marvellous. It's a satire on sort of theatre types, you know, the lovies, the elitists. And
you've been to
fans.
See this already.
Great for Oxford.
I have, yeah. It's absolutely brilliant. Structurally, it's quite an interesting play in that there's not a sort of single linear narrative, but a sort of series of vignettes, and you keep sort of revisiting the characters and seeing how they've got along. Mm. Really brilliant cast, really brilliant production. Highly recommend it.
A different kind of play now. This is the Full Monty play at the New Theatre. I went to the opening night.
About this one.
Yeah, I know. it was brilliant. Went to the opening night on Tuesday, and yeah, it was just incredible. As you can imagine, about 99% women audience, but it was packed and everyone was loving it and screaming, and there was a lot of shouts for Gary Lucy, who plays Gaz, the main character, to do his thing.
Get his kit off.
So that's running, as I said, open Tuesday and running till Saturday. It's at 7:30, but there are some matinee performances as well, I believe, so have a look on the website for that. Most people will be fans or familiar of the 1997 film, and this is quite a similar adaptation by Simon Beaufoy. So it kind of went from the film, then it went around Broadway for a bit. I think it kind of moved away in the Broadway play a little bit from the original film.
Yeah, but would they get the whole Sheffield Steel miner steel?
That is definitely in this version. It was very important, I think, for that to be back in. So the set is really great as well, and yeah, you really feel like you're in the Thatcherite Sheffield recession, if that's where you want to be on a Saturday night. So yeah, it's really great. It's touring round and it's in Oxford at the moment, so get down to the New Theatre to see the Full Monty.
There are reviews of both Darling and Marvellous and The Full Monty on Daily Info at the moment as well, so you can read more there. Some more theatre, though. The Habit of Art is at the Wesley Memorial Church this week until Saturday. It's a play within a play, so in the play, a director has been called away from rehearsals of a play called Caliban's Day, and the actors decide to run through and workshop the piece in the absence of the director. So in the play within the play, there's a fictional meeting between W.H. Auden and Benjamin Britten in Oxford, in fact. So The Habit of Art explores the relationship between Auden and Britten, but also as the actors become more stressed because opening night is coming up, it becomes kind of a commentary on the intrusion of private lives of actors in theatre, and also the frustration of writers' work being misinterpreted, both in the play within the play, and maybe it's a commentary by Bennett as well, because it's an Alan Bennett play. So this is being produced by Oxford Theatre Guild, and it premiered at the National Theatre in 2009 with Alex Jennings and Richard Griffiths in the lead roles, which would have been amazing. It's a classic Bennett comedy, and it's running till Saturday at the Wesley Memorial Church.
Also on this evening, at 7:30 at the Oxford Playhouse, Marcus Brigstocke is performing. Now, this is quite an interesting show in that for the last couple of years, his shows like The Brig Society and Godcollar have dealt with sort of enormous societal issues, you know, the place of civil society, the role of organised religion.
Well, that's his thing, really, isn't it?
Yeah, so. And this is a show about himself.
Oh.
So turning that sort of satirical witch onto his own life. Yeah, there aren't very many seats left, so if you do want to go, would recommend booking rather than turning up on the door. On tonight at 7:30.
Something for tomorrow night now then. This is Twilight Takeover at the Pitt Rivers Museum. It's on from 7 till 10pm and it's completely free. It's a evening of workshops, dance and music and all sorts of things going on. And they're all themed around the idea of exploring identity. The Pitt Rivers has been in collaboration with the OYAP Trust, which is a youth trust in Oxford. So all the performances are going to be from youth groups like Illusion Youth Dance Company, Squirm Dance Company, the Youth of Bicester, and they've got some live musicians as well. So they're all kind of young performers exploring ideas of identity. But it's completely free, so get along to see that. If you're on Twitter, you can also use the hashtag PittIdentity. And I believe they're giving out some undisclosed prizes for people who use that Twitter hashtag.
Freebies.
Always good to get a freebie. Get down to the Pitt Rivers tomorrow night.
Now I have a really interesting talk that's going to be on tomorrow night so that you could go to instead. This is titled The Search of Oxford's Medieval Wall, and it's a talk by local historians Roger Gelder and George Ross. They'll be showing the history of Oxford's wall through pictures and maps and documents. Now I was doing a bit of research to find out some fun facts about the Oxford City Wall. So there's not much of it left. There's a bit in New College, a bit in Jesus and things like that. But there was originally four gates in the wall with the four main roads coming into the city, one gate at each. And at each gate there was a church. And the churches were dedicated in the north and south to St Michael and in the east and west to St Peter. So you had St Michael at the north gate, which is basically middle of Cornmarket at the moment, and St Michael at the south gate, which was demolished to make room for Christchurch. And then St Peter in the east, which is now a library, part of Teddy Hall, which is at Merton Street, and St Peter Led Bailey Church, which stood at Bond Square. So it's actually like a really tiny radius. It's about 2 miles circumference, but that's how small the town of Oxford was at the time of building it. But anyway, if you want to find out more about the Oxford's medieval wall, you can go to the Ship Street Centre on Ship Street Thursday at 8 o'clock.
Maybe you can take the next tour of the wall. You know, there's that rumour about the wall in Winchester. If you are drunk in the city, then you can't, or it's something like you can't get arrested, you just get thrown outside the city wall, I think.
Oh, I bet there's loads of good little traditional.
Yeah, there's probably some Oxford traditions like that, I reckon. Maybe you'll find out tomorrow.
Now, if you want to find any more information about any of these events and many other events, go to dailyinfo.co.uk.
We also have job listings and pet listings and all sorts of listings.
And if you need to find services like a gardener, that's all up there on the website.
You can also like our Facebook page by searching Daily Info Oxford and follow us on Twitter at Daily Info Oxford. So something for Friday night now. This is part of the Glee Oxford's touring shows that are on all throughout November. And this week on Friday, they are hosting Simon Evans, who you probably know from shows like 8 out of 10 Cats and Mock the Week and his Edinburgh show last year. This show is called Leashed. And it's basically him ruminating on the middle-class wilderness, as he calls it, of suburbia and the trials that come with that.
Should go down well here.
His way of dealing with this is to, of course, buy a dog. I think that's the main feature of the show, how this dog features into his life and what he does about it. So apparently there is a kind of a dark humour to this show, and it's got some of his old material thrown in as well. So it's a bit of a compilation of some of his old shows and this new show. It is on Friday at the Glee Club. Doors open at 7pm. Get down to see it.
Or for a different gig on Friday night, Kate Tempest is going to be at the O2. Kate Tempest is pretty much everywhere at the moment. She's a poet, playwright, hip-hop artist, novel writer. For her poetry, she's won the Ted Hughes Award for her work Brand New Ancients. She's been Mercury nominated for her spoken word hip-hop album Everybody Down. As a playwright, she's been commissioned by the Royal Shakespeare Company, and she's currently working on a novel, so she's basically all-round super talented human being. And I'm actually really surprised her gig's not sold out. There are still tickets available. Tickets are about £14. I would definitely go along to that, and that's at the O2 on Friday night.
Also on Friday night, at the Oxford Brookes Willow Lecture Theatre, there's going to be a lecture on the challenges of polar exploration. It starts at 7:30, it's called Breaking the Ice, and it's really interesting, actually, to find out how you can possibly take samples in temperatures of minus 45 degrees with wind speeds of 55 metres per second.
Wow.
Sorry, 55 miles per hour. 55 metres per second would be ridiculous. Yeah, tickets are £8 or £5 concessions, and it also coincides with the Oxford Climate Forum's screening of Chasing Ice, which is a documentary about essentially one photographer trying to document the movement of glaciers. So developing the technology to take time lapses that condense entire years into a couple of seconds.
I literally watched this film about a week ago. It is amazing. And the film is so well made that you know that they're not going to show you any of the actual time lapse footage until right at the end. They're just showing you how they go about making these cameras and whether they work and how they make something hardy that's going to work for years at a time, taking a picture every hour and make sure it's not going to break in these ridiculous conditions. And then seeing the real footage that they took at the end is just amazing.
What were you telling me about penguins and rugby earlier?
So basically, polar exploration-wise, Captain Scott's diaries, it turns out, are full of drawings of penguins playing rugby. So in all the margins, he's just drawn teams of penguins battling it out.
So there's loads to be learned about.
Well, it's just quite interesting because he's sort of one of those historical figures. He seems so sort of set in stone. But no, he just doodled penguins.
Now, today is the 5th of November, so of course there are lots of fireworks shows happening. I'm going to do a bit of a run-through of the ones you can catch over the next few days. So tonight, there'll be a bonfire barbecue and fireworks at the Plough Pub in Wolvercote. There's going to be fireworks at Stratfield Break Rec in Kidlington and fireworks and a bonfire at St Michael's Primary School on Marston Road. On Friday, the Isis Farmhouse will host live music, fireworks and bonfire, as will Matthew Arnold School. On Saturday, the big roundtable fireworks in South Park will be happening for the 47th year, I think. But also notable mentions for the Red Lion and Marston, who will have a pig roast and live music to go with their fireworks display that starts at 9. And Barracks Lane Community Centre will have a very family-friendly bonfire and storytelling, but no noisy fireworks, from 4 o'clock on Saturday as well.
And we hope that all the winners from the fireworks competition that we just closed on Monday all enjoy their night on Saturday at the Roundtable Fireworks as well.
See you there.
So this is an interesting sounding play for the weekend. It's at the Oxford Playhouse. It's called The Five and the Prophecy of Prana. It's a sort of dance theatre mashup set in modern Tokyo, which follows five troublemakers from a young offenders like rehab camp. They meet a master who's also known as the Guardian of Prana, and they basically all join a kind of secret warrior group. So that's the premise. But it's basically, a combination of like hip-hop and martial arts, and there's some manga influences in there as well. So it's been like the heavy influence on the choreography, which is supposed to be amazing. That is done by, it's Kendrick Sandy and Michael Asante, who are the Olivier Award-winning team behind Pied Piper, and did the choreography and composition for the film Street Dance 3D. So there is going to be some great choreography in it, some interesting moves, I think. We were kind of hoping in the office today that it would be a Kung Fu Panda with hip-hop kind of show.
Yes, hoping.
But we'll see. It's going to be very interesting. The Oxford Playhouse are using the hashtag manga moves. So if you tweet a picture of yourself doing a manga move, however you interpret that, then you may win some free tickets and also a voucher for Inky Fingers, the comic shop in Oxford. But you have to get your photos in by 5 p.m. tonight, so get into your manga moves. I've had a look on the hashtag. It's a lot of cats at the moment, a lot of cats doing kung fu. But the Oxford Playhouse did a little video for themselves as well, so that's quite nice. Get down to the Oxford Playhouse on Friday and Saturday for this show, The Five and the Prophecy of Prana, at 7:30 p.m.
More events for the weekend?
Yep, so this is the end of the Pumpkin Festival that we mentioned in our Oxcast last week that's been running over the Halloween period. On Saturday night, the Pumpkin Festival are joining up with the Avada Gallery for a little festival event called In Tandem with Avada. Starts at 2 p.m, goes on till 11, and they've got music and art from ReResonate, who are a group who they build instruments from recycled materials, amongst other things.
Cool.
Yeah. There's going to be workshops and talks there as well. So lots of stuff going on at the Avada Gallery. That is £15 or £13 on Saturday. And then on Sunday, 1 till 5 p.m, Oxgrow are at the Hogacre Common, and they're going to be basically composting for a long time. They're going to be composting all the old pumpkins that didn't get used in other parts of the festival. So everything that's spare is going back into the ground. Oh, and their compost experts are also going to be sort of teaching people about the chemistry of composting. So if you're into that, that'll be very interesting.
It'll be very useful for allotmenting and things.
Yeah,
like
exactly. Good in Oxford. They're also going to be building bug hotels, which sounds
great. Whoa, I want a bug hotel.
Yeah, and selling apples and then cooking up a storm with all the leftovers from the festival. So that is the big last hurrah on Sunday. It's completely free and it'll be a nice way to close off the end of the Pumpkin Festival.
I've got a gig pick for next week now. This is on Tuesday at the Wheat Sheaf. Slow Down Molasses, who are a Canadian dream pop indie band, are on their European tour and they're going to be stopping in Oxford. They've only got 4 dates in the UK, I think, sort of Brighton, Oxford, London, Glasgow. Mm. So do check them out. They're going to be supported by local acts We Aeronauts, who are a 7-piece pop band. I don't know how they're all going to fit on the tiny stage in the Wheat Sheaf, but good luck. And Robot Swans, who describe themselves as twinkly boy girl indie electro pop rock. Which I think is just about right, actually. I was listening to them earlier. I think Emma was a bit disappointed that they're not going to be real robot swans.
Actual robotic swans, I think, would be...
Maybe they'll have some as their set, I don't know.
They are also going to be at the Avada Pumpkin event.
Getting around. Well, this is on Tuesday at the Wheat Sheaf from 8 o'clock. Tickets are only £4.
And one for next week. On Tuesday the 11th of November, between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m, Oxford Brookes will be visited by the Emergency Poet. Now, I was doing a bit of research on this. It sounds really interesting. She describes herself as the world's first and only mobile poetic service. So essentially, you will go to her ambulance, you get an appointment, consultation, she'll invite you in, ask you a couple of questions, and then prescribe you a poem.
Wow.
It sounds lovely. It's a free event in association with the Archway Foundation, as I say, on from 11 till 3.
I want to go.
The poems aren't all going to be, like, emergency-based.
No, it's specific to you. So okay. There's a whole series of questions to work out if you're allergic to different types of poetry.
Very good.
If there's anything you want the poem for. If you need to take the prescription with something.
Is she going to be parked outside Brookes? I guess it'll be pretty obvious what her ambulance...
Apparently it's going to be on the main piazza outside the media centre.
Okay.
So for more details about any of the events, do go to dailyinfo.co.uk, where you can also leave a review if you happen to go along to any of these events.
Check out our feature pages as well. We've got everything from gluten-free diets to weird traditions in Oxford.
And if you want to find cinema listings, we have them all listed by date.
You can follow us on Twitter at Daily Info Oxford or like our Facebook page by searching Daily Info Oxford.
Where you can see lots of pretty pictures.
Loads of pictures of Oxford. Get liking.